Hello, friends. Denny Pruto here with a short lesson on God's purpose for you in the Gospel of John. Many commentators hold that the Gospel of John is organized around the special feasts celebrated by the nation of Israel during the time of Jesus, such as the Feast of Tabernacles, the Passover, and the Feast of Lights. But John himself gives us his purpose for his book in the 20th chapter and verses 30 and 31. John indicates that he's organizing his book around signs that he's selected to write about in the gospel. Listen to his purpose as given to us in chapter 20 and verses 30 and 31. Therefore, many other signs Jesus also performed in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these have been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing, you may have life in his name. John chose to design his book around certain signs he selected as an outline for his gospel. I've given you the basic outline on the whiteboard. Let's run through it briefly. The first sign is the turning of water into wine. Notice that the first sign has to do with food. The second sign has to do with the healing of the official's son. The third sign is the healing of the paralytic at the pool of Bethesda. This was a sign performed on the Sabbath day. The fourth sign is the feeding of the 5,000. This is also a sign that has to do with food. The fifth sign is Jesus walking on water. And the sixth sign is the healing of the blind man and sending the blind man to the pool at Siloam to wash. This was also a sign performed on the Sabbath day. These six signs lead up to the sign par excellence, the raising of Lazarus from the dead. And the final sign given in the book of John is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The resurrection of Jesus Christ turns out to be the sequel of the raising of Lazarus from the dead. Having gone through the outline, let's review the various scriptures now that relate these signs. The first sign, the turning of water into wine, is found in chapter 2 and verses 8 through 11. Listen to this text. And he said to them, draw some out now and take it to the head waiter. So they took it to him. When the head waiter tasted the water, which had become wine, and did not know where it came from, but the servants who had drawn the water knew, the head waiter called the bridegroom and said to him, every man serves the good wine first, and when the people have drunk freely, then he serves the poorer wine. But you have kept the good wine until now. This beginning of his signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. Here the purpose of the sign is that his disciples would indeed believe in him, fulfilling John's purpose for the book. The second sign, the healing of the official's son. This is in John chapter 4, and I'll read beginning at verse 49. The royal official said to him, sir, come down before my child dies. Jesus said to him, go, your son lives. The man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and started off. As he was now going down, his slaves met him, saying that his son was living. And so the design of the sign was to evoke faith in Jesus Christ. Verse 54 says, this is the second sign Jesus performed when he had come out of Judea into Galilee. The third sign is in John chapter 5. And we'll just look at two verses, verses 8 and 9. John chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your pallet, and walk." The man by the pool at Bethesda was waiting for the water to be stirred. But now Jesus speaks to him. Verse 9, immediately the man became well and picked up his pallet and began to walk. Now it was the Sabbath on that day. So the third sign is a sign performed on the Sabbath. Now turn to John chapter 6 and the fourth sign. Here we find the feeding of the 5,000, beginning with verse 10 in chapter 6. Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. Jesus took some loaves, and having given thanks, he distributed to those who were seated. Likewise also the fish, as much as they wanted. When they were filled, he said to his disciples, "Gather up the leftover fragments, so that nothing will be lost." And so they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves, which were left over by those who had eaten. Therefore, when the people saw the sign which he had performed, they said, "This is truly the prophet who is come into the world." The seeing of the sign, the observing of the sign, evoked faith in Jesus Christ. The fifth sign is also in chapter 6, and we read verse 19. Then, when they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and drawing near to the boat, and they were frightened. The fifth sign. The sixth sign is the healing or the raising of Lazarus. And we find, the sixth sign is the healing of the blind man. And this is in chapter 9, the sixth sign. The seventh sign is the raising of Lazarus. The sixth sign, John chapter 9, and reading at verse 10. So they were saying to them, "How then were your eyes opened?" He answered, "The man who is called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said to me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' So I went away and washed, and I received my sight." And then we see in verse 14, "Now it was a Sabbath on the day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes." A second Sabbath miracle. So miracles 3 and 6, or signs 3 and 6 are Sabbath miracles, and signs 1 and 3 are, or signs 1 and 4 are miracles that have to do with food. Then we come to the seventh sign, the raising of Lazarus. And we read just a few verses from chapter 11, verses 41 and following. "So they removed the stone. Then Jesus raised his eyes and said, 'Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but because of the people standing around, I said it, so that they may believe that you sent me.' When he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, 'Lazarus, come forth.' The man who had died came forth, bound hand and foot with wrappings, and his face was wrapped around with a cloth. Jesus said to them, 'Unbind him and let him go.' Therefore, many of the Jews who came to Mary and saw what he had done believed in him." Again, the sign designed to evoke faith in Jesus Christ. John chapter 12 now begins Passion Week. And in the middle of John chapter 12, we find the triumphal entry. And Jesus proceeds through Passion Week to his death and then to his resurrection. And the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the sign par excellence, the sequel to the raising of Lazarus from the dead. We see that the resurrection of Jesus is a sign when we go back to John chapter 2 and verses 18 and following. Hear these words. The Jews then said to him, "What sign do you show us as your authority for doing these things?" Jesus had just cleansed the temple for the first time. And the Jews said to him, "What sign do you show us as your authority for doing these things?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews said, "It took 46 years to build this temple, and will you raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking of the temple of his body. In other words, Jesus was forecasting his own resurrection and speaking of his resurrection as the great sign showing his authority as the very Son of God. And so the final sign, the sign of the resurrection, is given to us by the Apostle John. Let's turn back then to John's purpose in chapter 20 and verses 30 and 31. John says, "Therefore many other signs Jesus also performed in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these have been written, the signs that we've just spoken about and outlined on the whiteboard, but these have been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ." These signs are set forth by the Apostle John so that you and I will believe that Jesus actually is the Christ, the Son of the living God, the one who came into the world to pay the penalty due to people like us for our sins. "But these have been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in him." So, believe in Jesus Christ and receive life from him. This is God's purpose for you in the Gospel of John. Thanks for listening.